We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Beis Sif Chof. B'Shabbos Kishpais Chumatana Shutok Betit. On Shabbos, when we open up a oven which is sealed, Yesh L'Paschei Dev T'Chavim, we should open it through a non-Jew. V'Meinu K'Chavim, Yesh L'Paschei Dev Cotton. If we can't find a non-Jew, we should use a child. V'Mein Cotton, and if there's no child, Mutter Gam L'Gadol Paschei, then we could ask an adult. We should always not, if we're doing it ourselves, we should not do it in the normal fashion. Sif Chof Aleph, Hamatman Chof Berb Shabbos B'Tach HaGumel Tzach Shabbos. If somebody is putting away coffee, liquid coffee, to remain warm for Shabbos, and the way they used to keep things warm was by covering them with blankets. So, as we speak about the Hilchas Atmona, it was quite common that in time of Chazal, the way things were kept warm was through Atmona, putting them, having them completely covered, and that would insulate the heat. And the halacha is that there are two types of Atmona. There's Atmona B'Dovah She'ena Moisev Hevel, something which does not increase the heat, and there's a demana b'davar ma'isav hevel, something which increases the heat. On Erev Shabbos, we could do hatmana b'davar she'ena ma'isav hevel, something that doesn't increase the heat. On Shabbos, b'davar ma'isav hevel, something which increases heat, hatmana may not be done on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, any type of hatmana, even b'davar she'ena ma'isav hevel, something which doesn't increase the heat, the halacha is Hatmana is usur. So says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, if this hatmana of this coffee in matmina b'tachachol was in sand, which the Gemara Masechta Shabbos identifies as something which is mice of hevel, usur l'hatman kol kli b'tachachol. So then one can't put the entire keli, the entire vessel in which you're keeping this coffee, into sand, because that would be atmana b'davar ma'isav hevel. But feel ain't a matma kolak kli el mktsasay. And if you don't put the entire keli into the sand, but mktsasay, but on the other part mchas begadim kadaima, but you cover it partially with clothing, shakol ha kli mchus mkol tzadadim. So we have partial atmana b'davar ma'isav hevel, and partial atmana b'davar she'ena ma'isav hevel. Gamze Osir, that would be Osir. Al Tzok Lasser, Boifenzem. What you have to do is Shakli Ashabatoicha Kofa, the Kaili that has the coffee in it, Yatmina Raka Chitzia Ashlisha Bataka Chol, put it a half or a third into the sand. Vamoiser and the balance, Yeba Avra should be exposed. Vayitera Al Guma Daf, and you should put on top of that hole a board. And again, do everything to make sure that it's not completely insulated. If it's not completely covered, then you could even put clothing on top of it. This is the question that comes up with the crock pot. So certainly the crock pot, there are two types of crock pot, where one is like we have a pot on top of a hot plate. So that is certainly mutter. The best thing to do on that type of a hot pot, a crock pot, which we'll speak about more later, is to cover the knob, and if possible, put a piece of silver foil on top of the bottom part. But then we have the other type of crock pot, the more common type of crock pot, where you put one pot within the other pot. And there's a question amongst the Paiskim, would that be considered hatmana b'davar ma'isav hevel? Most Paiskim are of the opinion that that is not considered Hatmana B'davar Ma'isav Hevel. But to be careful, if you'll cover the knob that controls the heat, and also put pieces of silver foil that you won't have the pot touching the bottom of the pot, so it's not considered Hatmana because it's not completely touching. Sivcha Beis, Samach L'Sheikha, right before Shabbos, Yishalan Shabbosai, he should ask the people of his home, Beloshen Raka, in a soft way, chfrashtim challah, did you take off challah? And he tells them, hadlikos aner, put out the Shabbos candles. And as the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasoi says, that what they said may not be the same as we say. Most people who buy challah, because challah is called challah, for example, people are aware that you have to take off the challah. But there are other things in our homes they have to make sure are all done before Shabbos. Whatever we know has to be done before Shabbos should be done, should be made sure that we should do it before Shabbos or make sure that they have been accomplished before Shabbos. Sif Chav Gimel, Chayv Adon Mashish Begad Be'er Shabbos Kodim Chashecha. A person has to check his clothing Friday evening. It may machet chuva behem, if there's no nail and a pin in them, or there's nothing in their pockets. Even if you live in a place where there's an Erev, so carrying is not an issue, but you need to be concerned. Maybe there's something muksa in your pocket that you have to get out before Shabbos. Simon Ayin Gimel, under what circumstances can we ask an Akum before Shabbos to do work on us, our behalf on Shabbos? L'hashel, l'haskel, kelim. Under what circumstances may we lend or rent him kelim on Shabbos? The halacha is that this halacha is focused, as we just said, about not about the halacha if Nochri did work for us on Shabbos, what is the halacha? But the focus is what may we ask a Nochri to do on Shabbos? And the reason why we have to be concerned, explained Rishonim, one is that we don't want Shabbos to turn into a weekday. And we don't want a Shabbos that will have Nochrim working for us. It may turn out that will work for us. Another is concern is because, as we know, there's a halachic concept of Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai, that the person who works on my behalf is like me. So the Nochri who's working on my behalf may be considered my Shliach. And the third concern is the pasuk says, "Mimtzo chavtzcha v'david davar," that we have to make Shabbos should not be the same as all week. And therefore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, "Asul aniach loy v'kachom shi'asim alacha yisro b'Shabbos." We may not allow a nachri to do work for us on Shabbos. V'simchu al pasuk, and this was derived from the pasuk that says, "V'chom alacha lo yasa." The mashma fei they have kachavim. We may not have an avikacham do malach on our behalf. The meiser live kacham masalach b'arav Shabbos. If we ask a nachri to work on our behalf on Arab Shabbos, api shav kacham oisu b'Shabbos. Even though the nachri is doing the malach on Shabbos, it's mutter. Avol rak be'elofanim. There are certain conditions. First condition: shav kacham yikach hasachefetz mibeishal yisroak on Shabbos. That the nachri should take whatever he's working on that belongs to us out of our homes before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. And therefore, a nachri may not work in our home on Shabbos, even if we have given him his own room, unless we rented him a separate home, that even though we own the house. Sif Beis, the second condition, that the Nochri has a set pay. That gets paid. So he's working in order that she get his pay. And therefore, you hired person not by the job. You hired the person by a certain amount of time, by the week, by the month. Then we may not allow them to work on Shabbos. Then how working in order to get paid, because they're going to get paid the same amount no matter what. And therefore, if we give a Nochri a job and he's getting paid by the job or he's getting paid by the hour, so when the Nochri is doing that job, he's doing it because he wants to finish the job in order to get paid. That is known as kablonis. Or if I'm paying him by the hour, But every hour he's going to work, he's going to get paid more. Not that he's getting a set salary. That, given the other conditions, may be mutter. Therefore, if we have workers in our homes or in any setting, and they're being paid on a weekly basis, so their job is that whatever needs to get done, they have to do. So they're not doing it for their benefit, they're doing it for our benefit, it would be usur. If there's a Nachri who's traveling somewhere, Yisrael Nesun Laigeris, she is Shama, and Yisrael gives him a letter, and he asks her to bring it there. Yisrael Gab Shabbos, he's going to carry it on Shabbos as well. Tzarech Yisrael Lasu Laigeris Shar, so the way to make this permissible is that Yisrael should pay him, Kedei, she's Chavim Yasa B'Shvil Scharai, that the Nachri is doing this because he's going to get paid for accomplishing this job, and not that he's doing it b'chinam. And therefore, when we speak about putting something into the mail, when we put something into the mail, even before Shabbos, there are reasons to be makel. The Nachri, I'm putting it into the mailbox. I don't care when it arrives. And since I don't care when it arrives, the Nachri is doing it just to finish the job. But on Shabbos, one should not put any mail into the mailbox, in a place where there's an Erev, obviously. And secondly, if somebody is paying somebody to send something, a package, that the only way the package can arrive is by the package being transported on Shabbos. So it's as if, says the Marsham, that I am directing him to work on my behalf on Shabbos, which makes it a more complicated question. Sif Gimel, Haschai Yikotzuv L'cha Malacha. When we have a Nachri, if we're looking for a situation where the Nachri may work on our behalf on Shabbos, we have to pay him by the job, not that he's being paid by the day, because if he's getting paid by the day, so then we have the same consideration. He's not doing it for himself, and therefore it's much more complicated, unless he's getting paid by the hour, and every hour that he works, he gets paid more. We may not ask the Nachri to specifically do the job on Shabbos. Even if you didn't expressly direct him to do this on Shabbos, but when you gave him the job, you agreed that the job will be done Samach Lach Shabbos, it will be completed right after Shabbos. V'yidua, and it's obvious, ki efshe shigmas malacha, that this job cannot be completed adjamza until this deadline, im lo yaseh gam b'Shabbos, if he won't be working in Shabbos, that is gam kein osur. That is also osur. And says the Mishnah Brura, that even if the Nachri could finish the job without working on Shabbos, but it would mean that the Nachri is working in unusual hours. Yes, I give the Nachri something on Friday morning. I give the Nachri something on Thursday night. And if he'll be up all Thursday night, he could get it done before Shabbos. But people don't work Thursday night. Or I give him something before Shabbos and I say I pick it up Sunday morning. Yes, he could get the job done if he'd be up all Motzei Shabbos doing the job. But people don't normally work all night. So that's as if I told him, says the Mishnah Berurah, to do the job on Shabbos. If I send a letter with a Nachri, you have to have the letter by this location by a certain time. And it's obvious that you can't get to that location, that's the nation, unless he'll travel on Shabbos as well. That would be Usur. In the world that they lived, commerce was primarily done in marketplace on certain days. And if where you live, the market day was on Shabbos, you can't give the Nachri money Erev Shabbos to buy something on your behalf, because Shiyadua, it's obvious Shana Meitzelik Nisa Kim Shabbos. He won't be able to purchase it only on Shabbos. So it's as if you telling him that you should do it, you should work on my behalf on Shabbos. However, if the arrangement you have with the Nachri is that what he's selling, he gets paid a commission, so there, and the Nachri is responsible for the merchandise that he's selling, so what he's selling is on his own behalf, and therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ken el shalit en lo yezadok l'mocher ben yezeh," you can't ask him to sell something on your behalf on Shabbos if it's commission-based, where the Nachri is responsible for the merchandise he took, there's more room for leniency. This, if you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and also and a little bit nicer of Shabbos, that we're more concerned when you ask them to do this on your behalf on Erev Shabbos. Avakodim Lekain, earlier in the week, Mutta Lassus Loi Chefetz, we could give him something, Lassus Loi, Lassus, I could give him something to do merch, to work on, or Ma Sliknas, because there, it's not obvious to them that he's doing it on my behalf on Shabbos. The Taif Shlai Lodu Klabi Ishiyam Ashuk B'Shabbos, it's best not to live in a city where the market day is on Shabbos. Kiev Shlayechta, it's impossible that you won't have difficult halachic shilas. The Meshuk and a Beshchunas Yehudim, but if it's not in a Jewish neighborhood, then in Lachish, there's much more reason to be lenient. And therefore, if somebody has with the bank a standard instruction, pay my bills on a certain date, therefore, even though that date may come out on Shabbos, but since the bank earns money on all of these transactions, so they're doing it al das atzmam, and you didn't necessarily specifically want it to be Shabbos. You just said, just to pay my bills. But it would be appropriate, if possible, to notify the bank, never pay my bills on Shabbos to avoid the shaila.